time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Terry Rose. He is a member of the Rail Jumpers. Now, they are going to be here in town on Saturday, the 22nd, as part of the closing of the Mark of the Tramp display that has been at the Helper Museum for like the last 3 or 4 months. It's a great display that talks about different hobo signs and things like that. So they brought these guys in because they play a lot of, you know, bluegrass and railroad music. And we're going to talk to him about the group itself and a little about the event and what all will go into it and go on at it. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. This sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to be a front event, like I said, coming up on May 22nd. Everything starts at 4 at the Rio Theater and Helper, but you will take the stage at 6 o'clock, and you guys are going to just basically have a big old party there for anybody that wants to show up, right?
That's right. We're going to have 3 hours of good bluegrass music, hobo songs, and train songs, and enjoy ourselves. Yes.
And we were talking off the air, that's kind of where you guys are at. That's the you're a bluegrass band, and you were saying that you have played pretty much all over in this area of the country. You've been at the Arts Festival. Where are some of the other places that you guys have played?
Well, we've played Evanston Bluegrass Festival a couple of times. We played all up and down the Wasatch Front. We played St. George down there, and so we've played quite a few gigs over the past 6-8 years. We've been together 8 years, so, and we played pretty regularly, about 3 times a month out. Hopefully people can come and see us sometime along the Wasatch Front or come down to Helper. We'd love to have everybody down.
Okay, so how many people are in your group, and like, who are they, and what instruments do they play? What instrument do you play?
I play the guitar, and I do all the lead singing. I'm from West Virginia originally. My dad and my grandfather were coal miners. So Helper fits right in with me. I'm a coal mining family. But so I've played for 40 years. I played bluegrass back in West Virginia, and I came out here, play out here. And then we have Larry Swift on the mandolin. He's from the Ozarks in Missouri, so he's an old bluegrass picker. And then we have Mark Anger, a tremendous banjo picker. He's from the Salt Lake City area. He's lived here all his life. He's originally from New York. And on the stand-up bass, we have Jenna Lauer. She's played around town here with Mark. Her and Mark played together for a long time, 30, 40 years. That's how old we are. We're telling our age. But she does a great job on the bass. And then we have Anastasia Lund, a young lady who plays the fiddle, and she's just excellent on the fiddle. She won the Utah State Fiddle Championship 2 years ago, so she's really good on that. And we really enjoy playing together. We've been together about 8 years.
And you guys are primarily, like you had said, you guys play bluegrass music, and you play a lot of train songs and hobo songs, and that's why you guys are coming in for this one. It's going to be a lot of fun once again at the Helper Museum this Saturday, May 22nd. It starts at 4. There'll be some entertainment at 4 o'clock from Cletus Pucker, and then we will have you guys are going to take the stage at 6, correct? And how long are you going to play?
We're going to play 2 sets, an hour and 15 minutes each with a half hour break in between, so we can get something to drink and people can get some food or whatever. And we're really looking forward to it. We have a lot of train songs, and we play everything from Merle Haggard to Bill Monroe. So
now I've got a question for you. When you guys have a show, and you know, what can somebody expect from a Rail Jumper show? And what are you going to be looking for the crowd to be doing as well?
Well, we hope they enjoy it, of course, but we hope they know our songs. We play a lot of, we cover a lot of good bluegrass songs from, like I said, Bill Monroe, the Stanley Brothers, Boxcar. We do a couple of Boxcar Willie songs. So I'm hoping that they'll really enjoy it and have a good time. Sing with us if they know the song. We'd love to have them do it.
It's always good when you can get them singing along with you, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
That takes a lot of work off of you. All right, so let's do it one more time. May 22nd, that's this Saturday, starts at 4. There is a $10 suggested donation, and it's going to be at the Rio Theater. Starts at 4 once again. Cletus T. Pucker will be outside of the Rio. You guys are going to take the stage at 6 o'clock. There will be a great exhibit there. It's been going on at the Helper Mining Mining and Railroad Museum now. This is your last chance to see it. I think that's the most important part. It's called Moniker, Mark of the Tramp. There will be a presentation of hobo history by the Historic Graffiti Society. You can go check out the train graffiti photographs in the Rio and tours of the emergency station at the Vintage Motor Company. It sounds like it's going to be a great night of fun. Everybody get out and enjoy some music. Terry Rose with the Rail Jumpers, thank you so much for taking out the time today to talk to us. Everybody get out there and see it.
You bet. We hope to see everybody down there. We're going to really enjoy.
We'll get as many people out there for you as we can, Terry. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.